You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Mason Segura, Matt Wilhelm, wrapping it up on Cleveland Browns Daily. Time to bring in our producer, the esteemed Mr. Jason Gibbs. Gibbs, how are you doing today?
Good.
Gibbs, why are they giving you so much grief on the Really Big Show?
I don't know what's going on. I walked in and they were talking about me. What was the premise for that grief? It's a great question. I don't know. I still haven't gotten to the bottom of what exactly was going on. I think I just happened to be in the room and they just picked me out and started talking trash.
Were you photoshopped?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I've done some pretty crazy things, but I think what they were talking about was not one of them. Let's put it that way. It's a family show.
Family show, that's right.
After further review.
Question number one on that note. Johnny Manziel or Josh McCown? Who's the starting quarterback for the Browns come September 13th?
I'm going to go with the safe bet right now and go with Josh McCown, simply because of the amount of money that they've paid him and his ability to start a National Football League game and multiple games for that matter. And I think there's just so much that has to be proven to the fan base, to the coaches of this organization, and to the owners of and Ray Farmer as well, that Johnny Manziel is ready to become a football player and be enamored with playing quarterback or a high-quality quarterback level in the National Football League for the Cleveland Browns.
I'm going to just for fun, because I'm going to say Johnny Manziel is going to come out of rehab.
Why would you?
I don't think that's entirely like out of the realm of possibility.
It's definitely not. If he comes out,
it's a 50-50 shot.
If he comes out and is a different guy and is able to focus and utilize his talents, he's got bigger talent.
I hope he is.
He's got more talent than Josh McCown. Yeah. I think Johnny Manziel, full offseason, he's going to be in here. He's going to get it done.
Is it going to be a full offseason, though?
If he's here for the very first OTA, then yeah. I don't think you're going to hear about Johnny Manziel. I don't think we're going to deal with any of the pitchers and the Swans and all the offseason stuff we heard last year when we're like, oh, it's just the offseason. I mean, clearly he kind of gave up those rights, and I think that's what he's trying to figure out right now in rehab. So I'm hoping that he can come in and be the guy.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. If you were Minnesota GM Rick Spielman, how would you handle the Adrian Peterson situation? What would your game plan be?
Well, I believe after multiple meetings with AP and his people, as well as his agent, it's very clear that they don't want to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings any further. And if I'm Rick Spielman, I think you have to trade him, because also, too, Rick Spielman now knows Nathan Zagura's guy, Theodore Bridgewater, is the new face of Vikings football there in Minnesota. But that all being said, why in which it may not happen and you'll have a disgruntled Adrian Peterson still in a Vikings uniform is because I think Rick Spielman, knowing him, you know, having met him at the combine, he walks a hard line and he's going to get exactly what he wants to get in exchange for Adrian Peterson. Otherwise, he'll be obstinate and force Adrian Peterson to play unhappy.
I'm going to trade him. I'm going to call Jerry Jones up and say, you know you want Adrian Peterson. You just lost to Marco Murray. Darren McFadden is going to be injured in a week. Like, you know you want him. I would trade Adrian Peterson to Dallas and then draft like a Todd Gurley or a Melvin Gordon or Jay Araji and be loaded.
Loaded and young.
And young.
I think I would sit him. I just think, all right, that's fine. You don't have to. We'll put you on the inactive list. We'll make you sit there.
$13 million?
Well, that's the thing.
11?
I mean, outside of the Cowboys, who are you getting to pick up that? It's $15
million. $15
million. $15 million. Who are you getting to pick up that price tag?
Not the Browns.
Correct.
Jerry Jones.
Who?
Jerry Jones.
That's your only option.
Well, that's the one who wants it. That's who everybody says is interested. That's who wants him the most.
By the way, Jerry Jones. I can't wait. Later on this week, the top 10 reasons to hate Tony Romo. I found it online. Way do you get a load of what I'm going to drop on you later this week.
The bomb.
It's going to be ridiculous.
After further review.
Question number three today. Jags-Bills game this season. Out of all the stories coming out of the owners' meetings yesterday, this one kind of went under the radar a little bit. Outside of their respective markets, it will only be available online. Looks like the NFL may be shopping the online rights now going forward. Good move or bad move by the league, and where's the future with taking it this way?
I don't know much about the future, but the one thing I will say, this is a bad move. And the reason why is because the great part about living on the West Coast, especially when it came to after Saturday afternoons and watching college football is you wake up in the morning and you flip on your TV, and at 9 a.m. I was able to watch Ohio State. And that's what you get for those London games. You get them, you know, first thing in the morning, and it was a joy in some cases, especially over the holiday when you have time off to be able to watch those games first thing in the morning and get a full day of NFL football is a great thing. And I just think that the Bills are now a team, essentially, based on what they've done this offseason with Rex Ryan at the helm, is the head coach. He is a great coach. He's a guy that attracts a lot of attention. They've got Shady McCoy. They're going to be a very good team and a potential division winner. So you want to showcase that. And lastly, I just think I don't think the internet is a great option. I know that DirecTV and HBO to go and all those other things are bridging everything to tablet or device. But there's nothing better than sitting in front of a big screen TV and watching NFL football in high definition.
It'll be interesting to see how this works out online and the streaming issues, if they're able to pull it off seamlessly. I know like the WWE has moved all their stuff online, the WWE Network. So I think it's something that could be a good thing. You've got, you know, kids on their Xboxes who could probably just pull the game right off their Xbox and watch it, streaming it that way.
Google Chromecast.
Yeah, so I think it's fine. I think it's a good adventure for them. I'll be curious to see who that online distribution partner is. That'll be very interesting, if it's going to be YouTube, if it's going to be Facebook, how they're going to do it.
I think it's ridiculous. I agree.
I think it should be on TV.
I loved it. That one morning, the Browns played. It was like a 1 o'clock home game. There was a game in London as we were set up. We got to watch football till like 10
Absolutely.
O'clock, 11
That's
o'clock
the
in the morning.
Thing.
It was awesome.
Yes.
I can't. If you're a DirecTV customer, how angry are you? You're paying for every game, and you're not getting every game. If I'm DirecTV, I'm suing the NFL.
I want it on TV, but I mean, nowadays the internet is the TV. You can watch anything's on the internet. You watch it on TV just like it was on TV.
Yeah, but TV is TV.
Exactly.
I agree. Here, Ian Rappaport, interesting tidbit. Just want to throw this out there. The Dolphins finished second to the Seahawks in the Jimmy Graham trade. Miami was aggressive trying to upgrade a tight end. They ended up with Jordan Cameron. If they get Jimmy Graham, do they not get Jordan Cameron? Is Jordan Cameron a Cleveland Brown? That's an interesting one.
I don't know. I would figure he would be a Saint.
He would be a New Orleans Saint. But
I'm
he wasn't
sorry.
A Saint
if,
anyway.
If Jimmy Graham wasn't traded,
If Jimmy Graham was traded to Miami as opposed to Seattle,
I think he goes to Seattle. Okay. Seattle, I thought, was always the best option at free agency for him.
They're a very physical team, though. That's a physical team. I think if you're going to bring in a guy who's not physical, he needs to be a massive mismatch
too,
like
Seattle,
Jimmy Graham.
Didn't we have the Percy Harvin for Jordan Cameron trade?
Apparently it was talked about. So they had to have some interest in him.
Sure.
Yep.
After further review.
Question number 4 today, guys. Today is the day 30 years ago. If you look and watch the Breakfast Club, 30 years ago, it said this was the exact date. Breakfast Club was in detention, one of the greatest movies ever. What's the worst thing you've ever gotten a detention for?
I'll say, I mean, easy, fighting. I went to a Catholic school.
You did a lot of fighting in high school?
Nah, not a lot. I'm a huge advocate of respect, and the guy disrespected me, and I punched him right in the face.
How did he disrespect you?
Talk smack about my family. So I
punched
him right
in
the face.
In particular?
No, we'll just say family. We'll make it broad. It was more than just one comment. So he got punched more than one time.
He got one punch per comment.
Yes.
So it was like Gibbs, based on some of the things Gibbs has said to you off air today, is Gibbs in danger of being punched?
That's why he will get kicked in the nuts at some point.
Gibbs, wear a cup.
He already tried once.
Gibbs, wear a cup.
I'm nimble.
The funny story is, senior year, I've already qualified with my GPA, and I've got a qualifying ACT, SAT to
qualified?
To be in the clearinghouse. I was clear, so I slept. Every single class through senior English, because I knew I was good to go, so I had to go to detention a lot for that.
So you would rather go to detention than just be awake in English class. You'd rather spend more time at school so that you could sleep in that class.
Yes, because there's about a 45-minute, it was about I think 30 minutes to an hour, and I would just show up immediately at practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So instead of goofing around for an hour, I just sat in detention and finished my homework.
I got detention for – I was in Spanish class, and I got told I couldn't talk anymore to somebody. I guess I got caught talking. They're like, yeah, stop talking. You're going to get attention. So, like,
backing
I wasn't talking. I ended up, like, sending, like, passing a note or – I don't know if I was passing a note or if I was just, like, mouthing words. But I wasn't – whatever I was doing, I was not talking. And then they busted me, and they're like, you're getting attention for talking. I'm like, I wasn't talking. I was communicating. And they're like, talking is communicating. I said, they said, communicating is talking. I said, actually, talking is a form of communication. There are many forms of communication. Talking is just one subset, which I wasn't doing.
You could have been signing, right?
Yeah, and then there was there. Like, yeah, I don't want your attitude either. And it was like, that was it. I was out of there. Thanks to Solomon Wilcots. Thanks to the Gribbs. Thanks to Mary Kay Cabot. And, of course, our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. And thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.